Thanks, everybody. We are amazed to be back in Berkeley, and especially at the new, all-new and fabulous Freight and Salvage. This place is amazing and very impressive. You know, who knew? Even folk music in Berkeley could clean up this good, you know? We are we're very happy to be back. It's been a long time that we have been coming to this part of the world and enjoying it quite a bit. We've got lots of our sort of band mythology that touches on this part of the world, and more on that later on. Right now, though, just quickly, first of all, how many people have never seen Hot Rise before tonight? Never seen us before, ever. Okay. Not even like in an airport or anything. Nothing. Okay. All right. With the banjo from Niwot, Colorado.
My third Freight.
He's playing now on he's the third incarnation of the Freight. He's played three so far. That's pretty good.
He's 1969.
He was the first time.
It's a wonderful place, but this is somewhat better in some ways.
The man has been to college more than the rest of us put together. Great banjo player, Mr. Pete Wernick on the banjo, Dr. Banjo himself. With a guitar from Asheville, North Carolina. Understated, but not underrated. Everybody knows he's the best around. Mr. Brian Sutton on the guitar. Back on the mandolin from Wheeling, West Virginia. You know him, you love him. He plays the fiddle, he plays the mandolin, he sings great, he wins Grammys, he's done all this stuff. Got a new suit that's being debuted this evening just for you. Mr. Tim O'Brien with the mandolin and fiddle. And back on the bass, same as it ever was, the only man in the world who was born in Beirut, Lebanon, who's been bitten by a weasel and who's played on the Grand Ole Opry, Nick Forster on the bass, that's me. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, all right.
Will it be? Call me. All right.